This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruchem Abam. We're continuing in Mishnah Brura, Daf HaShavua, Simen Kuf Nun Ches Se'if Zayin. The Mechaber said that if you wash your hands for something that's dipped in a liquid, and then you want to eat bread, according to the Balei HaTosfos, that you're not required to wash your hands for davar shesh tibuli b'mashke, so the netila is not going to work. And it goes without saying, im natal yadav shlo, if you wash your hands for hygiene, and then you are nimlach v'achal. Yeah, so yesterday we said the reason is that deloy nata l'shem netila mechuyavus. You did not wash your hands for a obligatory netila. So the Chazon Ish asks the following question: why does the netila not work? Let's say you wash your hands for hygiene. Isn't the reason for the netila to matar your hands so that it doesn't passel the bread? And if you washed your hands so that as not to contaminate the liquid, your kavana was to matar yadav. So even if you say you need kavana for netil sidaim for chulin, wasn't the guy's kavana to matar yadav not to be matame the mashkin? See, that I don't understand. No, mehechi tesi, that's what the guy's kavana is. Why would we say the guy's kavana is to be matar his hands? If you don't have to wash your hands for davar shetibulei b'mashkin, then that's not the guy's kavana. But the Chazon Ish seems to be saying that if you do require kavana, he says, if you require kavana, he could understand it. So that's the reason we said yesterday. Yesterday we said the reason is, what's the tam that you have to wash your hands? What's the reason why it doesn't work? Because you weren't mechavein. So I would have said, it's not that mitzvah tzrichas kavana. This is what I was saying. I'm going to say another reason tomorrow. It's not that you're lacking in kavana, mitzvah tzrichas kavana. But if you wash your hands for a different purpose, in a way it's like misasek. It's worse than absence of kavana. Absence of kavana is, I'm doing a mitzvah, I just didn't have the formal kavana, I am having kavana to do the mitzvah. I know I'm doing a mitzvah, I'm just lacking that formal kavana. No, I would say even the man da'amar mitzvah is ein srichas kavana. But if I have in mind I'm doing something else, so in a way it's like misasek. You say, I don't know that it's negative kavana, but in a way it is. It's, I'm involved in doing a different activity. How can it possibly work for netilas yadayim? That's how I would understand it. Memela, I think that would answer the Chazon Ish's kasha. Chazon Ish says, even if you need kavana netilas yadayim, mistama his kavana is to matire his hands? Okay, that I don't understand. So in other words, yesterday we said the reason why it doesn't work is because mitzvah tzrichas kavana, but I think it's more fundamental than that. I think it's because you're not, if you're doing it for a different purpose, it doesn't work.
Is it like the kohen that's thinking of a different carbon while he's shefting?
I think that's a different din. By karbanos, you need a positive. By kachim, you need to be mechavein l'shem the carbon. By a mitzvah, you have to have at least an awareness that that's what you're trying to do.
What about the previous case of the mechaber where he says you wash for one, you wash for
davar shetibul b'mashke?
Right, and then you want to eat bread. So there, you say at least it's not misasi because there at least he had in mind that he was doing a maisa of kedusha or a maisa of tahara somehow.
No, there the Mechaber says it doesn't work, right?
Yeah, but he doesn't say this reason. He doesn't say because...
Yeah, I would say the same reason. It's. I would say the same... What?
Mr. Brown, on this line says, here for sure doesn't work. The Leisa Chaisa L'Shem Kedusha Klal. So like the previous one, that's not the...
Okay, the previous one, the Mishnah Berurah says... One second. It's not a Netila HaMechuyaves. And therefore, I would say it's less than Enoi Mechavein. It's Mechavein for something else. It's Mechavein for Netila She'enoi Mechuyaves. Okay, fine. The Ramah says at the end of the Sif, Hagav, Im lo hisiach daita, yitol b'loi bracha. If you're not meisiach das, you wash without a bracha. Im noga ba'achilosim, im kamisam tafes begufa. If you touched during your eating a covered part of the body, yachsav yitol yadav, you have to wash again. V'ayin l'kaman simen kuf samach dalad. Kafel l'kaman, v'sham nisrad sar gamki en lachsa l'varech. There, we come out, you have to actually make a bracha again. V'im, okay, koyal kol hasif. It's going on the whole sif. Lo hisiach daite v'im hisiach daite mishmirasan l'kol yama tzarch litol shenis v'bracha da'az ena antil rishana oiloi klal. B'loi bracha. You have to wash without a bracha. In other words, if you are not mesiach das, you have to wash without a bracha. D'kama poiskim svir l'hudin v'til siyadayim l'chulin afim loy kivein l'shem netilo yatsa. Many poskim hold that for Netilas Yadayim, for Chulin, even if you are not Mechavin L'Shem Netila, you're Yoytze. So this is not like what we said today, like we said yesterday. Namely, that the reason why it would work is because you don't need Kavana. Im lo hisiach daita me'esh shenat al yadav. If you are not me'esiach das from the time you wash your hands. Umevayar devrem beveis yosef sim kufnum tes of shochan aruch sham sif yud gimma ayin sham v'im kein yitob loy bracha shema yatsa benatila rishayna. By the way, later on, the Dirsha brings the better course of action is to proactively b'metame your hands and wash with the bracha. V'al natila rishon lo shayach levarich, af de benimlach lechol samach mamish la natila, kim shlo yisul l'shem natila. On the first natila, you can't make a bracha. Why? It wasn't l'shem natila. That's funny. So what? But I don't need to be mechavin l'shem natila. I guess it's not a mitzvah if I'm not mechavin. It's just I'm yoytze whatever I needed to accomplish. But I'm not mekayim a mitzvah. Im naga, haynu af bedavar shetibulei b'mashke. So like this, let's say you're middle of a meal, and you scratched your head, and you don't want to eat more bread, so you wouldn't, but I want to dip my donut in milk. Then you're going to have to wash until siyadayim again. Again, from the Ramah, it's mashma, that in the middle of a meal, you scratch your head, you have to wash again, and make a bracha of netil siyadayim. So that's why it's good to have keys on you during a meal, in case your head is itchy, or you could have a 3D printer toys everywhere in your house, and they work. Now, it's better not to use a surgical blade to scratch your, but okay. The mechaber continues sif ches. If someone is in a desert, someone is in a desert or in a dangerous spot and he has no water, you're patur from Tehillas Yadayim. Says Mishbura, who gam kein atam b'mnei ha-sakana, the midbar is also because of sakana, yelech v'chapi sachamayim, if you go search for water, v'nakat midbar b'fnei atzmai. The reason why I picked the case of midbar by itself, why isn't that included in makam sakana? Ashvinam the stam midbar loyla makam sakanhu bein loy mayim va'af kishiyadea shem yachsar achreim mil yasig sham mayim gam kein in mechoyav. Even if you know that if you travel a mil 18 minutes you'll get water, you don't have to. Pater minatil zidam mikom makam, your pater. You will have to wrap your hands. As opposed to people who think that when they're traveling, they don't have to wash until Siddayim, so they hold on to the silver foil. No, the traveling to the Catskills is not a makom sakana. I'm not saying it's a good idea. I'm not recommending it, unless you like to do it. But it doesn't mean you're patur from the Netilas Yadayim. We'll see how far. So since that's not a makom sakana, how far do you have to travel? We'll see. Yud, afal pisha shiram b'raviyas, even though the shir is raviyas, perish raviyas haloig, dahainu shir be'a v'chetzi, even though the shir is raviyas, which is a quarter of an egg, I'm sorry, a quarter of a loig, which is an egg and a half, yosef lito b'shefa, you should wash generously. The amar of chizda, ana meshai m'loi chafne maya, v'yavuli m'loi chafne tivusa. I wash with a lot of water, and they give me a lot of goodness from heaven. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Shishurim B'Ravias, Han Ravias, Achas L'Shtei Yadav. For one hand, all you need is 3.3 ounces. Ula Kaman B'Sim Kuf Samach Beis Sevdad Hetakti Divrei Hachrim Shekosud Lo Yivchas M'Ravias Chol Yad V'Yad. Later on, says the Mishnah Berurah, I bring from the Achroinim, they write, you should not pour less than a Ravias for each hand. And the Mishnah Berurah says that nowadays that we all wash the whole hand, you should not be mitzamtzim, you should wash b'shefa, so that you do not forget to wash a small part of the hand. So you should wash revis on each hand. Come on, b'sim kuf sam beis sevdad hetakdi divrei achreinim shekoslu d'lo yivchois merevis l'chol yad v'yad d'benoitel b'pachos. If you wash with less, tzarech lizar b'harbe dvarim, you could run into a lot of issues. Ve'ena kol b'kiyam behem. Meloi chafnei tivusa, you get a lot of goodness. Mikamakim l'charchila tov yoser shalayasa b'shvil zeh. Don't do it to become wealthy. Don't wash with a lot of water to become wealthy. Duhu amanas l'kabar pras. Yasa kol l'chvayt Hashem yisbarach. Do it to honor Hashem. Va'asachem ameila yavai. The reward will come ameila. Umi shazar b'zeh ve'ena misasher. Huim neishamasav ma'akvin. Someone who washes with a lot of water and doesn't become wealthy, he has other masim that prevent it. Now, let me just share something with you. If you're all by yourself at home and you want to sit there filling up your cup so that your stocks should go up, no problem. But you're waiting online for Shal Shudas. Do not make 10 people wait because you want to fill up the whole cup. Just fill up your cup with enough water that you're going to wash your whole hands. You have no business making money right before Shalosh Shudas when everybody is waiting for you and everybody wants to wash before Shkia. And on another note, you want to dry your hands with the towel before you wash touch the cup, after you wash the cup. When you think about the water, do it on your own time, pal. Don't make everybody wait because of all your hidurim or netilas yadayim, or have a better idea. Go to the other sink, you know, the one upstairs, and sit there for 10 minutes washing your hands. You're going to be coming down after Shkia, so it's at your own expense. But like the Mesillas Yesharim wrote a chapter on this in Mishkal HaChasidus. But if you're in the privacy of your own hand, fill it up. Get a big barrel, pour the whole thing on, and Hashem should be mashpia on you. A lot of shefa. Okay, that is today's
recording stop.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.